Daf Kuf Dalam Beis. The Mishnah Dach. Ha'koisiv shtei oisiyois behelam echot. You write two oisiyois on Shabbos behelam echot, one forgetting. It's chayit. Sheet, that's a portion of the case. Hey, she wrote one aleph in the morning, then an hour later you wrote another aleph. Behelam echot, you chayit one chattis. One forgetting. In other words, you're a shaygig. You forgot that you're not allowed to write on Shabbos. That's called behelam. Kosav b'joy. Let's say you wrote the yois with ink. B'joy usually means black. The sam, another type of an ink, could be red. The sikra, also a red type of a paint. The kumis is all different type of inks. We'll see in the Gemara what they are. Or the kankantum. Or the choldovish roshim. Anything that makes a roshim, anything like stays, that's called a ksiva yechayiv on Shabbos. Al shnei koisley zovius. You write two oisiyos, one aleph on one side of the corner, and one aleph on the other side of the corner. Al shnei koisle zovis, like you have a corner. You write in the corner one aleph on this side and one aleph on the other side. Since the corner is next to one another, and they could read it together, you'll be chayiv. Yes. Al shnei koisle zovis, or else the al shnei luchei pinkis. You have like a notebook, and on two pages of the book, on two pages, they're readable together. Whereas you have like a book, you open up, you write an aleph here and an aleph here. They're readable together. You could look at it like it's two oisiyos. In that case, yichayiv. Because it has to be readable like they're together. V'hein negim zeh mzeh is chayiv. So drashi al shnei koisle zovies, achas b'mizrach v'achas b'tzofen, like a corner. In the corner, you have one aleph written on one side, one aleph written on the other side. Yichayiv. Al shnei luchei pinkis, pinkis shal chenvinim, like the book that the chenvini storekeeper keeps of all the people that owe their own money. Kein oisam shal seichrim, sheish ben luchem harv lot of pages. V'teichim b'shavu, they spread out a wax on top of it. Al shnei luchei pinkis, v'vusash minim. Diaf agad de la v'luch echos, not written on one page. Haim, im negim, v'nikrim zem zeh, that means if they're close enough that you can read them together. Sheksuvim al shnei sifsei halavochim, on the two ends of the two pages, nismuchim zeh lezeh chayiv. Since it looks like you wrote two oisiyos, yichayiv on Shabbos. Ha'koisiv al besoroi, chayiv. Somebody writes an ois on his own hand, on his own basar, also yichayiv. That's called a ksivu. Trashi b'dioi with ink. They don't think it's not a derech ksiva on your body, you also chayiv for that. Ha'misarit al-besoroi. Let's say you scratch on your body. Trashi b'michtav oi b'sid. If you scratch out the michtav with a pen, oi b'sid, or else with lime. Like you scratch and then you put something there to make an indention, like tattoos. Is Reb Lezer mechayiv chattis. That's also called derech ksiva, and you chayiv. V'chom ha'poitrim. That's not called derech ksiva already. Derech srita, that's not a derech ksiva, it's not the way to write. You put the machatis for the meleches ksiva on Shabbos. Kosav v'mashkin. Now you wrote with the mashkin. So what does the mashkin mean? Instead of using ink, you used water. Rashi learns it means kamei kamoi metusim. Now you used berry juice. Shemashchirim, it's a little bit black. Oi b'mei kosav v'mashkin b'mei peris. Rashkin's oi b'mei peris means kol peris. It says a chiddush. The first word mashkin also means like berry juice. Now it means may perish any type, apple juice. You write with apple juice. The avit yorochim, with the dust of the ground. Shrasham yorochim means betit, with the dust, with the mud. Lo shenacha bavit yorochim, b'yetzbo, v'sorot k'mayosiyos, b'ofo nogu. It also means in the ground itself you wrote. There is on the ground, you made indentions, you made an aleph on the ground. See, these things you put through. The avit ha-soifrim. Trashi afrufer shal ksasa seifer. When the seifer writes, when the drills, when they're making the seifer, the dust that comes out of it. You write with anything that's not miskayim, it doesn't stay a long time. It's by itself, you write with may peris, with the apple juice, it's not going to be nicker. It'll be nicker for a few minutes. Then it's not going to be nicker, you'll be potter. It's not called a dover miskayim. Liyacha yodai. You write holding the pen the wrong way, the back of your hand. Trashi begav yod at the back of the hand. Shochas akumis ben spoysov v'ofach yod v'kosov. Instead of holding the pen the right way, you hold the pen backwards the other way. Or else paragloi, you write with your foot. Or else pativ, you write with your mouth. Or else befarfikoin, you write with your elbows. Or all these things are potter. Since it's a shinui, midiraisi a potter is not called derech ksiva. Kosav ois achas somach l'ksav. you had already a nice written there before Shabbos. You had an aleph written on the page before Shabbos. Now on Shabbos you write another aleph. Are you chayiv or not? You're potter. It's because of ois somach l'ksav, or else ksav agabi ksav. You had a piece of paper. It was written already aleph beis. Now on from before Shabbos. Now on Shabbos you write on top of those again aleph beis. On top of a ksav you write over it again on Shabbos. You're potter. Because the top ksav is not called a ksav. Because the Yisrael Ksiv is, you're creating something new on Shabbos. You add a blank piece of paper, you write something, you're creating a Ksiv. If you had the Ksiv there from before Shabbos, now on Shabbos you're just writing it over on top, that's nothing, it's not called a Ksiv. Niskavin lichtov ches, v'kosav v'zeinim. You had that to write a ches. And the way you write a Sefer Torah, ches is, you write two zayins, and on top they're touching one another. So instead of making the touch that on top touch one another, you just left the two zayins. Or else, achas b'oretz v'yachas b'koira. You wrote one aleph on the ground and one on the wall, which these two things are not readable together. You can't read them together. Kosav al beis koisle abayis. You wrote one aleph on this wall and one aleph on this wall, where they're not close to one another. You can't read them. Al shnei dape pinkis. He wrote it on two pages in your book, but the two pages weren't close together. They were far away. It's not readable together. In such a case, you potter. As you say, you have to write two oisies means they have to be together, some continuation. It looks like you're writing two oisies together. So even though we say in the corner or on a book, it has to be on different pages, but right next to one another, they look like you wrote two. If you write one here and one here, they don't have shaykhah to one another, you potter. That's not called Kaisiv Shnei Oisiyas. That Midiraisi Yipotim. Midirabon Namadrus Osir. It's called the Chatishir. But Midiraisi Yipotim. Rashi Kosov Oisachas Somach Liksav. Eitzel Oisach Suva. Zivag Ois Lashlim Lashtayim. You had one Ois from there before Shabbos. Now on Shabbos you wrote a second Ois. Yipotim. Because all you did on Shabbos is just write one Ois. One Ois Yipotim. He had it written down the word Vayomer, and on Shabbos he wrote on top of that again Vayomer. Invite the apostle. Because you only had that to write one ois, one ches. I came out to be two zines. You didn't have that to write two oisies. You had that to write one ois, apostle. Rashi Asne Koisle Abayis, Shein of the Miksoi, it's not the same corner. So you can't read the two Oisiyas together, you potter. Al Shnei Tape Pinke, Shosu Amudim, Kemigila, because of Ois Biyom and Zev Yais Bezer, Vienachul Akarvin, you can't put two together. Such a case, you potter. Baitas at the Mishnah, Kosav Ois Achas Neutrikin. You wrote an abbreviation. You wrote like Aleph Beis, which meant an abbreviation. Ayachai Benat. We have Yeshua ben Vesera Mechayef of an abbreviation. V'chomen poitrin, chomen say no yepoter. Shrashi. Kosav ois achas al shen l'trikin. She'oso simin nekudo le'a leimer. She'lohovin bo'a teba shleima kosva. As you only wrote one aleph, you just wrote one ois. But this one aleph is supposed to remember, it's like the beginning of a long word. Or else let's say a word aveda. You're supposed to write the word aveda, was lost. So you just wrote the word Aleph, like an abbreviation for an Aveda, Ayachai Vanat. Now, Nemesin, you only wrote one Ois, just an Aleph. But Rabbi Yehuda holds Yechayiv, Rabbi Yeshua ben Meseri holds Yechayiv, because this one Aleph is an abbreviation for a big word. So it has a Chshiv, it's like you wrote two Ois, Yechayiv. Chacham said no Pturim. Lamaisi, you only wrote one Ois, one Aleph, even though it's an abbreviation, Yepotim. Something more. So the first part of the Mishnah says, Yechayev, you have to write with a Dabra HaMeskayim. You have to write with ink or something that writing will stay. What does the Yoy mean, Diyusa? That's black ink. Sam, that's Sam. Rashi, our printer. Another type of an ink. Sikro, what is Sikro? Omarava Babachona, Sikro So Shmo. Rashi, Sikro So Imno. Tzva Edom, a type of a red dye. Shetzoivim Bo Teresin. They dye the shades with that. It's a red dye. Sishma. Kumis. What's kumis? Kuma means kuma. Trashi guma sraf ilum. Type of a sraf, the sap that comes out of trees. That's called a guma. And it has some color to it. Kankantum. What is that? That's the real black dye that they use to black the shoes. Like black shoe dye. Trashi umni. That's real black stuff. So any of these is a ksav that's miskayim, you write to us, yes, on Shabbos, yichayim. Light of a whole dove shiroshim, lasu yamayim. What does the Mishnah come to tell us? It said the first case is of shito, things that are stay. And the moral lasu yehodatoni, Rabbi Chanina. You write it not with regular water, but you write it use fink metarya. What's metarya? Rashlon's yesh oimrim min pri. It's a type of a fruit. But this fruit, Leistoist's juice, is very strong, like the color dye is strong, and stays a long time. Some say it means rainwater. I look for rainwater has no color to it. So you have to say it means dirty rainwater. When the rainwater came off your dirty roof, when it came down, it's full of schmutz, dirt, so it has some substance to it, it's like black. So black rainwater is miskayim. That's the meitarya. Or else the aftsa. You write it aftsa trashi meyafotzim, that's glad that there's gulnut juice, is kosher. So you write a get. With these things, it's a kosher get. So mele huwa din for Shabbos, also yichayim, because it's called davar miskayim. Toni rebchia, kosvo ba'avak, b'shocher, ba'avak, that's time the dust. Or Rashi's does the eighth for Rashi's girls. But Oifavros, that type of lead. Or Mashkir, it's like black lead. Kushum is sharp shape by Ferris on the cloth. That's where our lead. Or also Vashikhur, you write Rashi, that's Pichum. You also use coals. You write it get with coals, it's kosher. Because that's a Dovra Mitzkayim. So what then if you write on Shabbos, two oisiers with coals, or with lead, you be chayiv. Hamisarat al Basarat. The Mishnah brings down a Machlokes. If you scratch in your body, you do that on Shabbos, scratch out two oysters on your body, are you chayiv or not? Rabbi Elazar says, you chayiv. So the Gemara, Tanya, Omelem Rabbi Elazar Chachomim, for Loi ben Sittato, he was a Mechashefo, Hoitzik Shofim in Mitzrayim, Bisrita Shal Basori. When he left Mitzrayim, he took out some Kishuf, and the Mitzrayim didn't let anybody take out any ksav, any writings about Kishuf. So what did he do? He scratched it out on his hands. He scratched out on his hands the ksav of Kishuf, and he took it out with him. So I call upon him, you see, it's a derech to write, Kishuf, it's derech to write with your hands, on your hands. Rashi hoitzik shofen, shtohoyu yochol loitzien ksuvim, shoya achatumim, aboitkin kol ayoitzim. The Mitzrayim checked everybody that went out. Shelo yitziyuk shofen, milolamdom lebnem bin acheres. You shouldn't take out any ksav about Kishuf to teach other people about magician. So with this person, how he take it out, he wrote it on his hand. So Rav Lezer is bringing a riot to Derev HaKsiva to write things on your hand. Omer lo lechom answered back, Shoyta hoye. That's what he did, he was a Shoyta. V'ein mevi'in rayim in ha-Shoytim. Don't bring a riot from a Shoyta. Why is he a Shoyta? It's a trashi Shoyta hoye. Shtus hoye boy. Last is my chain, Derev p'nei yod ha-moysim. O mosa nashlo ha-dover. Eshtus, he was moysa nefesh, could have been caught and could have been killed. As part of that, the people do. Nobody writes like that. You don't write with things on, you don't write with derech on your hand. So even though this one person did it, that does not make it a derech. Sivam, so Chavim say it's called the Shinui on Shabbos Yepoter, and Yablezol's no Yechayif. By the Kosev, Ois Achas, Somach L'Ksav. You have already one Ksav, one Ois, that was written before Shabbos, and now on Shabbos you write another Ois next to it, so Yepoter. So the Mormon Tana, who's the Tana says Yepoter, or Marova Babarhuna to like Rebbe Eliezer. It doesn't go like Rebbe Eliezer. The Rebbe Eliezer Hoimer Achas Al Orik Chayiv. We'll see the next Mishnah soon about Ariga. That's a shiloh later when you weave. How many threads do you have to weave? So Rebbe Eliezer holds if you have a beggar that's in the middle of weaving it from before, if you only add one string to it, you chayiv. So Mashma, if you have something there before and now you might have only a little bit, you chayiv for that. So the Sushto here also, if you have already one ice from before Shabbos, and now on Shabbos you add one more ice, you'll be chayiv for that. Like if your meisiv on something was there, and now it's a davar chash, you'll be chayiv for that. That's Rabbi Elazar Shita. So our mission that says Yepoter is the like Rabbi Eliezer. Vayit Iksav Agav Iksav. If you have already a word written on the paper before Shabbos, and now on Shabbos you just write it over again, right on top of those oisiers, you write over, our Mishnah says you put it. So the Mormon Tan, who's the Tan of our Mishnah that says, Ksav Agabi Ksav is Potter, Omer Archizda the Loik Reb Yehuda. Our Mishnah goes not like Reb Yehuda. Tetanya, we have a Machloikis. Harei Shoyitzorech Lichtav Es Hashem. A person is going to write a get. And There could be a Sefer Torah even. You're going to write a Sefer Torah, and you're supposed to write Hashem's name. You're supposed to write Yud Kei Vav Kei. That's what you're supposed to write. V'niskavin lichtav Yehuda. And instead of writing Hashem's name, he had Kavanah to write Yehuda, which is also Yud Kei Vav Kei, because it has an extra dalet there. V'tov lehitav boy dalet. And now when he's writing the word Yehuda, he left out the dalet. So ended up, he wrote like a Yud Kei Vav Kei. He wrote Hashem's name. And Hashem's name is supposed to be there. He's writing Sefer Torah, he's writing Tefillin, V'yemer Hashem, he's supposed to write Hashem's name. Just Beshas, he wrote it, he didn't have Kavanah to write Hashem's name, he had Kavanah to write the word Yehuda. And he ended up writing Hashem's name. What's the locha? Is this Hashem good or not? Is the lesson of Lekis. One man the other says, Mavruel of Kumis and Mekadesh Divri of Yehuda. And Yehuda says there's an Eitzah now. You're not allowed to erase it because you can't erase Hashem's name. But the Eitzah is, put a Ksav at Kagav Ksav. Take the pen and write over this Yud again. Yud Ke Vov Ke on top of these Eitzahs. And the second Ksav, you have daft in the Kadeshit to write it with Kedushas Hashem. So it's called the Kosher Hashem. So here you see the top Ksav is here called the Ksav. If the top Ksav is called nothing, so how could you make the ice kosher? It was written Hashem without Kavanah. How could the top Kavanah help? Elamai Tzorai, the top Kavanah, the top Ksav is called the Ksav. So B'shas, you write in the top Ksav, you have das to be Mekadeshit, it's kosher. V'chom v'aymir, v'chom say no, ain't Hashem in a mukher. They all know the shame is no good. It's ain't him in a mukher. So Chura, our mission does not go like Yehuda. But Yehuda, you want to say now he owes Ksav, Agal Miksav is here called Ksav. So the Moran Numach like this. Tona, Kosav ois achas. You wrote one ois on Shabbos. V'shlimo the sefer. He had like, you had a sefer Torah, you had a tefillin, you had something that was only missing one ois. The last ois of the sefer Torah was missing. And you now on Shabbos took out the Sefer Torah and you put in the last ois. But you only wrote one ois on Shabbos. Are you chayim midiraisa or not? Tona, the Brisa says, Kosav ois achas v'shlima sefer. Or else, orag chut echad v'shlima lebegit. You have come out a whole begit, ready to wear, come out. It's missing its last stitch. And you put the last stitch in there, chayim. So let's say the Brisa, even though it's only one stitch, and we hold normally you need two stitches, but here, since this finishes off the begit, you chayim. For this chut, yeah. So the more man Tana, who's this Tana? Or my Rabba Barapuna Reb Lezi. The Chudas goes according to Reb Lezi. Like we just spoke out, like the next Mishnah is going to say, the Yomar Achas Halori Chayit. Have you heard the next Mishnah says, by a Riga, when you're weaving, you don't have to weave two strings. If you already have a beggar that you started already, as long as you put now just one string in it, you chayit. So you see, if you have something before, you can add to it. So Chudas, this is Reb Lezi Shita. So the Gemara name, Reb Ashi Yomar No. This price could even go according to Rabbonin. That usually you have to mamash have two ksav, two oisyos. When you oireg, even though you're in the middle of a beggar that started before Shabbos, you have to weave two threads in there. It's not enough one thread. Why does this price say one thread is enough? Lahashlim shani. Here is such a choshev of ariga, such a choshev of ksav, it's finishing the whole Sefer Torah. It's making the Sefer Torah kosher. That's a choshev of ksav, and that's yichayiv. So where you have those Sefer Torah written, and it's only missing one ois, and this ois is machshir, the Sefer Torah, that's a choshev ksav yichayiv for that. But where you have, or who adin a begid, where the whole begid is come out finished, just missing one more stitch, one more thread, then yichayiv. But who adin, if you have half a begid made, and you put one thread, you'll be put with Quintus Brysa. He's not like Rebbe Eliezer. Rebbe Yami, kosav ois sachas betferia. Person had a piece, he was in Tferia in the morning, and he wrote on a piece of paper now, V'yachas b'sipori. Then in the afternoon he walked down to Sipori, another next neighboring town, and on a piece of paper there he wrote a beis. It's chayiv. Why ksivahi? It's called the ksiv, he wrote an aleph and a beis. Elashem achusa kriva. The only thing you have to do is put two pieces of paper together. But he wrote an aleph on this piece of paper, an aleph on this piece of paper, it's called he wrote two oisiyos. But the more kasha, what Tanan, our Mishnah says, Kosav al shnei koisli abayis. If you write one aleph on this wall, and one aleph on that wall, you potter. Because the two walls are not read together. Or else, v'al shnei dafei pinkas. You have a book, and two different pages. You write an aleph here, and an aleph here, you potter. V'ein negim zem zets, not readable, one with the other. Now, when you read this page, you don't look what's doing here, you potter. So, how is it better if you write one ice in Sipoira, like one ice you write in L.A., and one ice you write in Beverly Hills? Why are you chayiv on Shabbos?
The two ice are not read together. You have one ice here in the Ganzweig Shul, and one ice over there in Beverly Hills. They're not read together. And the Gemara Hosse Mechusa Meisa the Kreva. Hochle Mechusa Meisa the Kreva. Shot is here, you wrote it on a piece of paper here, and a piece of paper there. You could bring the two pieces of paper together. So Stam Mechusa Kreva alone is not called Mechusa Meisa. It's called you wrote two ices. But we wrote it on the wall here, and the wall there, you can't stop putting the two walls together. You first have to knock out the piece of the wall, and then bring them together. Whereas Mechusa Meisa, that's a chsarim. But you wrote it on two different parts of the page. You can't put the two pages together. You have to rip off this page, and then put them together. That's a sermon. But you wrote on two separate pieces of paper. Just has to bring the pieces together. That's called the Choshev Ksav. That you be chayav on Shabbos.
What do you think to that in a case where somebody wrote one ice one Shabbos, one ice another Shabbos, right next to each other? Wouldn't that be the same thing in essence?
No. So? That each Shabbos did a chatzim melacha, but here did a whole melacha on Shabbos.
But he didn't do it together.
So what? You don't do it together. So what? Look at the whole Shabbos. And one Shabbos did a melacha. We'll soon see the next Mishnah. Yeah, once forgetting, right. The whole time he was forgotten. We'll soon see about the next Mishnah. We'll soon see. Because the more of your Tanan, if somebody has a Sefer Torah on Shabbos, that's like possible. And you have to be Megiyah, you have to fix it. So if you fix one ois yechayim, Fred Gemara, hashtag kotav ois achas potter. Madach, if you write the whole ois at the beginning of Shabbos yepotter, hegi ois achas chayim. If you just fix an ois on yechayim, we're not talking about by fixing this ois, you fix up the whole Sefer Torah. Let's say even the case where Sefer Torah is possible, it has five mistakes. But Kofarim just says that you fix up one ois yechayim. The kashra is, how could fixing it up be better than writing? Madrich, if you write the ice for the beginning. You potter, so if you just fix up an ice, why you chayiv? Or merav sheshes, the bryce means, hachom ayaskinon, we're going, shenotlu legagoy shoches. You had a ches written in the Sefer Torah. A ches is written, two zions, and then a gaga, a roof on top. What you did now was, you took away the top roof. The yasol shnei zion. And you made now this ches into two zions. And you had kavana for that. No, if you wanted it to be read with two zions, that's the way it's supposed to be. No, instead of making two zions, the Sefer made a mistake and put a roof on top, connected to, it looks like a ches. So on Shabbos, you take away the roof, so now it blinds two zions, then you chayiv. So that's considered, you made now two zions. We're not going to go into this. The Shernim Yitzel Arakash is, that's not called Iksiva. That's called Chok Teichos. That means that's not called, you wrote on Shabbos two zions. It's just called, you took away the psul, and the mail of the two zions there from before. So most of to write a Sefer Torah, that's possible. You can't write a Sefer Torah that way. Or to write a get, to write a film, is possible that way. So it's a big machlokes of the Shreinim. Some Rishonim learn, even though it's possible for Ksiva, Sefer Torah, but do for Shabbos Lechud. For Shabbos is considered, you created now two zions, for that alone you chay. That's what the Rani says. Right. Omer HaSheshes. There's one teretz. Rav HaRomat Goyen Shenotnu Letagoy Shodalid V'yaso Reish. You took away the top of the Dalid and you made it into a resh. So Trashi, Rav HaMagoyin Shenotlo Letagah Dalid. You wrote a Dalid first, and it's wrong. You're supposed to write a resh. So you erased the top of the Dalid, and then you made it round to make it into a resh. Trashi, Lo Yehevi Ela HaGoyis Oysachas. Obadav HaMuot Chayiv. Hoyol V'zeh Tikkun HaSefer. The Yosel Yodim Lishoy Sefer Sheina Muga. V'shematishkom Yolech Avlo. Means where you had a Sefer Torah that was possible because one ice was written wrong, instead of a resh you had a dalid. So when you erase the top of the dalid and fix it into a round resh, you're masakin the Sefer Torah. That's why you chayiv, like we had before. It's considered you be mashtim the Sefer Torah. Tana niskaven lichtoiv ois. You only had that to write one aleph. And by mistake, you hand